Meditations for the Soul by Neil Lundgren. Narrated by the author and revised for audio. Everyone is a seeker. Everyone longs for a soulful purpose that sets the heart ablaze. Even though we may be unaware of it, we are always seeking for what will bring joy and fulfillment to every fiber of our being. We are seeking to make sense of life. But we will find it difficult to make sense of life until we have made sense of the soul. Making sense of the soul is awakening to the fact that the only real experience we ever have is of the immediate and irrefutable now. Our material mind pulls us to the regretful past and to the worrisome future. Our soul mind gives us access to joyful presence. Learning ways to connect with the now, with presence, is essential for a fulfilled life. In addition to the physical senses of sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch, there are vibrant senses within the soul. When any of the soul's senses are activated, we become more present. It is presence that empowers us to navigate with confidence the inner and outer worlds of the spiritual and the everyday. The purpose of this book is threefold. First, to provide you with ways to connect your body and mind to the senses of your soul. Second, to give you strengthening practices and pathways for your soul's journey through the material world. And third, to impart to you teachings based on ancient wisdom that will help you bring more soulfulness to your relationships with others. Your soul knows what you need to make you happy. Because of this, the direction of your soul may shift and change your life in ways you would have never expected. The soul does not move in straight lines. When the soul speaks, it often gives no clear answer, but says to us, "Seek, and you will find." My personal search to find and make sense of the soul began long ago. In my youth, I was a professional musician and singer at the threshold of worldly success and fame. Overcome with the feeling that my life was empty and without meaning, I began to read every book of substance I could get my hands on. Although I didn't know it then, I'd lost a sense of soulful purpose. Abandoning my career in music, I decided to enroll as a student in philosophy at a nearby university. Since the semester wouldn't begin for months, I felt compelled to go somewhere far away, anywhere that would take me from the soulless path I was on. Without hardly any money in our pockets, a friend and I set out on a hitchhiking trek through Europe and North Africa. One night, after reaching Orléans from Paris, the freezing temperatures of winter forced us to find a place where we might escape the cold. We came upon a monastery located along the banks of the Loire River. We were immediately taken in, given room and board for 2 days and nights. Without speaking hardly a word the entire time we were there, we took meals with the monks and sat with them as they chanted ancient songs and meditated in silence. On the morning of our departure, with a smile along with bread and fruit for our journey, the guest master signaled to us a heartfelt goodbye. That brief but powerful experience would forever alter the course of my life. Upon my return home, I decided that a monastery might be a school where I could find a spiritual teacher that would help me reconnect with my own soul. This search led me to an abbey near the Great Lakes, built in the early 19th century by German immigrants. Seekers from all cultures were welcome as long as they were committed to follow the monastic path. life as a monk included a daily round of work and prayer. We were taught how to cultivate a meditative mind by immersing ourselves in studies on the soul. Stewardship of the forest, farm fields, and spring-fed lakes that surrounded the cloister kept a monk's soul close to the land and to its seasons. Living closer to the soul of nature, I discovered a rhythm where my own soul took the lead in the dance of life. I established a regular practice of attentive breathing into the heart and learned to listen from an inner place of silence. Meditation taught me about the nature of the self and the nature of the soul, and how these were two distinct entities. Self-observation awakened me to the matrix of the canned programs my lower mind had unwittingly absorbed. Meditative breathing eventually gave me an experience of my essential being. I sensed within me, within everyone and all creation, a loving and aware presence. This breath moving within me possessed its own intelligence. I've come to call it warm consciousness because it emits the distinct qualities of pure love and resplendent light. Although my monastery experiences took me ever more inward to the depths of my being, after a number of years of seeking within, it became clear to me that I must return to the outside world. I wasn't sure what this would entail, since I'd gotten used to living in a cloistered setting. It didn't take long before the busyness of life muted the senses of my soul that I had become attuned to as a monk. In effect, I'd become a human doing rather than a human being. It took me years to recover how to be fully human again, to live from a soul-centered place in the midst of worldly activity. I eventually became a psychotherapist and soon found that the spiritual tools I'd learned as a monk helped clients deal more effectively with life's problems. And now, 30 years later, I've come to understand the reason for my monastery experience: to assist others in the world seeking to find a meaningful purpose for their lives by making sense of their souls. To begin this journey with me, you do not need to pack a suitcase, purchase airfare, or reserve lodging. Although finding a place of minimal noise is certainly preferred, it is not essential. Just bring a spirit of openness to your inner search. If you want, you can call this your breathing room strategy. A breathing room is essentially an attitude of inner spaciousness. Your breathing room is your home base, the starting point for your journey inward. This inner room can be as simple or as elaborate as you wish to make it. Visible only to you, it can be an open space with windows or a cozy chamber hidden away from the world. Make your breathing room comfortable, safe, and color it with your own sense of beauty, perhaps with an object or two that holds meaning for you. Each chapter is designed to prepare you for a soul journey that includes a meditation practice as well as an awakening exercise. My particular approach to these soul journeys is interactive. They incorporate breath techniques, visualizations, and affirmations. I encourage you to bring your imagination and intuition to the process. The soul remains intangible when viewed intellectually from a distance. My intent is to provide you with the helpful directives for tangible experiences of soul. Your soul was meant to breathe through your body, heart, and mind. You are the instrument through which the breath of your soul can play its beautiful music.